habits like exercising 3 times per week or flossing. I'm talking about creating an empowering structure of your day, of which the most important part is what you do in the morning. For years, I didn't have a proper morning ritual. Consequently, I started each day reacting to the world. There was no time for introspection in the morning, and it's easy to forget to stop for a second during the day. If you wake up and don't feel control over your day, guess how it will influence the rest of your waking hours. The first step to stop being so busy and overwhelmed during your day is to develop your morning routine. The state in which you start your day shapes your state of mind for the entire day. If you wake up groggy, stressed out thinking whether you can make it to work or your home office on time, and reacting to the events happening around you, your spouse reminding you to pick up the kid from school, your hungry son waiting for breakfast, your cat meowing for food, and your dog barking for a walk, you enter a reactive, restless state of mind that will guide your entire day. It's almost as if busyness is a little monster waking up with you, following you from the moment you get up to the moment you go to sleep again. Hey, do this. You need to do that. That requires your attention. It's croaking into your ear from the second you open your eyes, and off you go like an obedient dog. Fortunately, there is a simple solution to this problem: waking up 20 minutes earlier and performing your morning ritual. A proper morning routine should consist of activities that will clear your mind and help you calm down before you enter the frenzy of busyness and let it ravage your mind. Slow down and get more oxygen. Meditation is one of the keys to an empowering, calming morning routine. A meta-analysis of 47 studies on meditation shows that meditation can reduce psychological stress and improve mental health-related quality of life. The simple act of sitting still and focusing on your breath can decrease the symptoms of depression, anxiety, and alleviate pain. For some people, meditation is associated with discomfort because they tried it once or twice and couldn't calm their inner monologue. If you have a similar experience, don't skip this chapter thinking you're not good at meditation. A racing mind happens to everyone new to meditation. The key to implementing meditation in your life is to start small. Even if you meditate for just 5 minutes a day, the mere practice will reduce your stress, even if your thoughts are jumping from one thing to another the entire time. I had always wondered how to meditate, but the books about it were lengthy and made it a highly spiritual, difficult thing to do. Turns out, meditation is much simpler than most people believe, and no lengthy book is needed to master it, although it can help you if you want to learn more about it. The key to meditation is to focus on the present moment and the sensations traveling through your body while you sit still. Here's a simple step-by-step explanation of how to do it. First, sit still in a comfortable position. Don't stand up, don't lie down, sit with an upright posture. Some proponents of meditation practice meditation while standing up or lying down, but for most people, it's not a good idea. If you suffer from back pain or other conditions that prevent you from sitting upright for a few minutes, then consider lying on your back. Unless you're super flexible, forget about the cross-legged lotus position you've seen in movies and photos. The 3 most common and easiest positions for beginners are sitting on the edge of your chair with your back straight. Your back has to be straight, unsupported by the chair. It can be as simple as that, though I find it more tiring. Sitting cross-legged. It's easy and common among beginners. Sitting on a pillow will make it more comfortable. I find it too straining for my back, hence, I prefer the 3rd option. Seiza position. Fold your legs underneath your thighs and rest your buttocks on your heels. For more comfort, you can put a pillow under your rear. Try all of these positions and find out which one works best for you. If you're so inclined, get a meditation seat or cushion. Set an alarm on your phone. Just don't use an obnoxious loud